was HBO's recent movie Too Big to Fail an accurate depiction of the behind-the-scenes events that took place during the 2008 crash of the real estate market and near crash of the banking system and financial markets, Ion?
Near crash? Near crash? Near crash? They had to make up toxic asset TARP money.
That's right. So
throw money at it. Near fall, near collapse. It was the collapse. It was absolutely accurate. It was absolutely appropriate. It was absolutely appropriately close. If you look at how it all went, look at the very end of the movie. The money that they got, that now 77% of all banking transactions are held by 10 banks. Too Big to Fail made them bigger. And the money they were given to loan out that was supposed to bail out everything to create an economy by super stimulating M1, by emasculating M2, by dumping more into the system itself, rather than loaning the money out, which would, by credit, would have created economic growth and stimulus, which is what caused the bubble to get so big in the first place, instead of loaning it out, they paid themselves bonuses to the tune of $137 million.
Right,
personally.
Ion did mention everybody to watch the show last week. He mentioned it. And now here's Barbara, I guess, watched it, and here it is. And I would say the cover-up of the show, I haven't seen it, is that they portray that there's not a complete crash. That's what they do not say that in the movie. They present it as a near crash.
Well, no. They see it as a crash, and then they get right to it and say it isn't over.
They say there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because today's headlines over Drudge are Big Depression coming, the greatest depression ever. Who are they quoting? We are on the verge.
Ben Bernanke.
Is that what it is? Yeah, we are on the verge of a great, great depression. And you say Bernanke said that? I'm just trying to see the article. Who said that?
Yep, and then he was then making reference to Alan Greenspan, who was alive during the original Great Depression. He said in the Great Depression, people lost everything they had. The depression that's coming would be 100 to 1,000-fold more because people are going to lose things they don't even own.
Here's the quote. Some guy named Yastrow, Y-A-S-T-R-O, said, interest rates are amazingly low, and that, thanks to Ben Bernanke, is driving everything. We're on the verge of a great, great depression. The Federal Reserve knows it. We have many, many homeowners that are totally underwater here and cannot get out from under. The technology frontier is limited right now. We definitely have an innovation slowdown, and the economy's going to suffer.
Well, they can't even get the banks to foreclose on them.
Okay, so anyways, this is all good news.
So they got their house, and they got it for free.
And we, following the party line of Ion, enjoy this. We like this, right?
Well, it's you and James crashed it all.
So yes, but then we tried to repair it with the urging everybody to keep typing, and that worked.
Well, screw that noise. How's that working for you, Bob?
It's working great for
me. Sally's hanging on by the hair.
Yeah, that's not involved me. Okay. Great topic, Barbara. Very much more to explore, and don't worry. It ain't going to fall on
you. Watch the show.
All right.
See how the czar handles it.
Okay.